Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist it.
Seismic Brothers Paint is back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient. With the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt, President and CEO of Development Specialists, Inc., DSI.biz is the website. Bill is one of the top experts on reorganization, reorganizing your business or your country, one of the top people on the planet, probably in the galaxy. Bill, thanks again for being here. You gave us an outstanding tour in the previous segment of where the bankruptcy laws have come from, the evolution of them, especially the ability to reorganize. Folks, bankruptcy, on its face, when you think of bankruptcy, you think of just being basically liquidation, and then but you'd be describing Chapter 7. There's something called Chapter 11. Now, there's a whole bunch of other chapters, but we're going to focus on Chapter 11. Chapter 11 allows for a business to reorganize in difficult circumstances, for everybody to come to the table and share some of the pain, and the company continue to march. Bill, how'd I do?
You did fine. You left out one chapter for this purpose that might be important.
Okay.
I know you have a nationwide audience, both urban and rural, and the rural audience would be familiar with one further chapter of bankruptcy. It's called Chapter 12. And it was designed about 40 years ago when we put the initial code together to preserve family farms. And obviously the idea, if you run this analogously to Chapter 11, if a family farmer files bankruptcy, you want that farm to stay in business. The idea that creditors would take over a farm and run it as efficiently is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So there are provisions in Chapter 11 keyed to allowing the people that own the farm to keep the farm through the process of compromising their debts. The key issue, Jim, I want to talk about here is we were finding a lot of barriers to Chapter 11 because people simply weren't filing. It was too expensive. You couldn't be sure of the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So we designed a structure for a smaller group of Chapter 11s, at least.
Can I stop you for a second, Bill? I want to land on that perilous part of it. Folks, you could not only, there was no guarantee that your plan would be accepted. In the old days, creditors could prevent your plan from going forward. And even if they did go forward, you could lose part of your business. And it took a lot of time. It took a lot of money. Those were impediments to Chapter 11. Now go ahead, but I want to make sure people realize that there was some real peril involved, even if you were willing to do the work. Go ahead now.
So this is the reason the commission was established, which I was a member, was to find some way to reduce barriers to entry, to facilitate certainty and more timely resolution, to make it cheaper, and to enhance exit strategies such that the people who filed the cases could keep their business. We borrowed from the Chapter 12 concept. We said, look, small businesses in many ways aren't much different than small farmers.
That's right.
In fact, many
That's
of
right.
them are the same. And so we borrowed from it. And what we said was, look, what most of the Chapter 11s that file, forget the General Motors and the Neiman Marcuses. They're always going to provide enough work for people like me. But what most people don't realize is about 80 to 85% of the Chapter 11s that file involve debts of less than $6 or $7 million. I mean,
uh-huh.
It picks up, which is mostly the small business people, the individual entrepreneurs, sole proprietorships, and individuals. So we put this process together where we said, let's augment the existing Chapter 11. Let's have a subchapter, it's called Subchapter 5, that looks more like Chapter 12 of the Bankruptcy Code where the farmers are, that allows
mm-hmm.
people to file if their debts are at this point $7.5 million or lower. If they
catches a whole lot of small businesses.
It should catch
most
about,
of them.
Jim, the last numbers I saw on that is it catches about 84% of most
it.
Of the businesses.
That'll do
I
it.
Mean, in the country. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always, so, and obviously it's not just, it's not that you operate a business because people realize you might have guaranteed your kid's business and it
mm-hmm.
failed. So this chapter is open to anybody, including individuals, partnerships, corporations, sole proprietorships, anybody who has a reason to do this. And importantly, it also says you don't necessarily have to stay in business. The business may have already closed its doors, and you just want some way to deal with it. So
and you
want
to protect. So after you've closed, so you're saying the new Chapter 11 is even available if you've closed up the business, you're not going to go forward with it?
There is, I'll quote from the law, one sentence, no requirement that the debtor remain engaged in the commercial or business
activities. But the purpose then would be to protect your asset, your personal assets. It gives you more of that. Is that right?
You think of the typical father or a mother who guarantees the debt of the bank debt or the creditor debt of a son or daughter who then doesn't make it. And obviously the creditors come after the parent. This is available for them as well. So the long and the short of it is, there is no creditors committee. The expenses of that are foregone. There are no fees paid to the Justice Department on a quarterly basis, which most other Chapter 11 debtors have to do. There is a small trustee who is appointed, but it's not a typical Chapter 11 trustee. They have put together a panel in every jurisdiction, the very capable people on the U.S. trustee system with Cliff White heading it out of Washington. They have put together a panel of helpers in every jurisdiction. These are not people who take over the business. These are business experts who can be called upon by the small folks to help them through this. The business experts don't hire their own lawyers. They're not like regular trustees. They're basically guidance counselors who say, look, there are two businesses when you get into bankruptcy. There's the one that you were doing, and there's the business of bankruptcy, which is entirely separate. I'll guide you through the second, and I'll give you some tips as to the first, and then I'm done.
One quick thing. You've mentioned no creditor position. That means the petitioner can essentially what they call cram down the agreement without one creditor ballasting it up. Is that right? Is that correct?
That is correct. Cram down is available. We should talk about that in the next segment.
We're going to when we come back, and what Bill thinks is we can look forward to, with bankruptcies going forward.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.